You know, I never retire. You know, you always are kind of ready, especially when, you know, you got a guy like Zim that you can play for. So, you know, we have rapport, and we talk often. And, you know, at this point in my career, I really didn't want to go anywhere else. You know, I'm not starting over. So I wanted to come down here and play for a guy who, I mean, you know, he's meant a lot to my career. And, you know, I've given him everything I have. So just empty the gas tank, and we'll see where this goes.
What were you doing when you got you with him, Mike?
You know, you just tell me, you know, about, you know, what he has, you know, as far as the roster and how young they are, and just, you know, how I could be, you know, helpful, and I could help these guys get better, come in and also be a playmaker. And so, you know, I've done the same thing that everybody else is doing in off season, working out and getting ready, and you know, spend a lot of time with my family.
What were you doing when you got the call?
What was I doing? I was actually working out. You know, we had texted early in the morning. And, you know, I knew they were going to talk to my agent, but I was actually getting a workout in.
This was yesterday?
Yeah, this was yesterday.
The scheme, you know, the toughness.
It's really big because I've been in the scheme pretty much my whole career. And so just to come in, it's the same terminology. I know most of the staff. You know, I play with, you know, against a lot of these guys, so I have familiarity. And, you know, Zim is the ultimate DB coach. So, you know, I take my lead from him. And, you know, it shouldn't be tough.
Hey,
I come in and, like I said, I'll obviously know the scheme.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'll help
yeah.
these guys learn it also.
Might as well.
How much unique position of new guys that you could also be a bit of a mentor when it comes to the scheme, too, right?
I mean, I'll just do what I've done my whole career, you know, not really try to be somebody I'm not. But I'll go out there, I'll make plays, I'll lead by example, and I'll help other guys because, you know, we're only as good as the next guy. You know, and if the guy next to me isn't playing well, then it does us injustice. So I'll help guys pull them along, and, you know, as long as we're all on the same page and doing it 100 miles per hour, then we'll be pretty good. I've given everything I have to him. I think I've been accountable. That's the biggest thing, is that, you know, I've not only been accountable, but I've been a playmaker for him. And that's all you can ask for, you know, as a player. And then from a coaching standpoint, he's just so honest. You know, you really appreciate that. You know, the guy's going to tell you, you know, whether you're good or whether you're bad. But at the end of the day, you're going to know where you stand. And I've always, you know, played at the highest level playing for a guy like that.
How much contact have you had with him since last season ended? Or maybe since he became coach here?
We talk, you know, so that's personal, but we talk. We stay in contact. From the safeties?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Skill set wise,
I'm a cover safety. You know, and I've been covering all my whole career, and that's what you have to do in this defense. You can't just be a in the box guy or a middle field guy. You have to do a lot of different things. And so my me just being versatile will help these guys, and they see how, you know, just how I go about my business every day and how I study and, you know, just how I play the game. I think that'll help these guys. And me just being a voice, just helping them, you know, just pointing out things that they can get better.
Is there any difference whatsoever in what he's trying to do here, scheme-wise, as what he was doing?
No. I mean, you see what he's done in the past, and he's been a good product, so it ain't broke, don't fix it. And just from the one day that I've been here, it's the same stuff. And he's told me it's the same stuff, same terminology. A lot of these coaches were with him in Dallas, you know, when they first started and stuff. So, you know, if defenses don't change, you know, we just keep doing the same thing over and over, just to try to perfect it. It's, you know, obviously there's a little dust. I haven't played football since the playoff game. But from a mental standpoint, I'll be fine. It's just about, you know, obviously you're going to have camp legs. You know, I work out just like everybody else, but it's different once you put 20 pounds on you. So I'll get out there, get my reps, and try to be as good as possible. You know, not overdo it, and just take the lead from the coach. Just, you know, whatever they want me to do, I'll do.
So how does it feel being like one of the, if not the oldest guy on the team now?
It's funny, you know, you go from, you know, so you were the oldest probably before I got here. So you probably feel good about that. But just to show that, guy, you know, I've had longevity, been able to play the game for a long time. That within itself, you know, is an example. So I think guys would take my lead.
So do you remember way, way back about 9 or so years ago,
you
a young kid playing with the Packers, you came down on a slant, and you really blessed him into the NFL?
You know, as a player, you have to evolve. You know, I was aggressive, very aggressive back then. And, you know, you have to evolve. And as you saw last year, I'm covering. I'm not trying to hit you, you know. So you have to add things to your game. But, You know, like I said, you play with the guys or with them, you're with them or against them. You know, I can see, I played with Greg, against Greg, you know, so it's fun.
Does Greg have a future in this media thing?
No.
Guys, good, we'll trade you with Greg here.
We'll get Greg.